Another connection between Baruch Shamar and Hodu is the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, where the Gemara states, Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Kel Elam, that Avram called there in the name of Hashem Kel Elam. Amar Reish Lakish, Al Tikra Vayikra Ela Vayakri. Don't read it Vayikra, but read it Vayakri. Milamed, it teaches us, Shehikri Avram Avidu Lishmo Shekadosh Baruch Hu Bepeh Kol Over V'Shav. Avram caused the name of Hashem to be called among all the passerbys. Ketzad, how? La'achar she'achlo v'shasu amdu levarcho. After they ate and drank, they stood up and they wanted to bless Avram. Amar lahem, Avram said to them, Chi mishali achalchem? Did you eat from me? Mishel elokei olam achaltem. You ate from the God of the world. Hodu v'shibchu ubarchu uberchu l'mi she'amar v'hoya olam. Give thanks and praise and bless l'mi she'amar v'hoya olam, to the one who spoke and the world was created. So that's what they did. First, we recognize that God is Amar V'Hoya Olam. We bless God because He created the world. And from there, we are Hodu. We thank God for every single thing that He gives us. And when we recite Hodu after Baruch Shamar each and every day, we remember the story of Avram Avinu teaching the passerbys when they are thankful to Avram for the food that Avram gave them, that they should really be thankful to the one who made this all possible. First, God, the fact that He created the whole world, and then God, specifically, that He gave them this particular food. And this is something that we should all keep in mind. Again, the broader thanks to God for creating the world, and then the singular thanks to Hashem, the Hodu that we recite.